The Channel Tunnel, connecting Britain and France, remains closed today after a fire Monday night. 8 people were hurt, none seriously. It was the first major safety incident in the tunnel since it opened 2 years ago. But the facts now emerging are raising questions about just how safe the tunnel really is. From London, NPR's Michael Goldfarb reports.
The fire broke out in a train shuttling semi-trucks, what they call here HGV lorries, from France to Britain. This morning, Eddie Ryder, a British member of the International Safety Commission, which oversees the tunnel's operation, inspected the almost half-mile-long area where the fire occurred.
It looks as though there was a very bad fire, certainly, and lots of the contents of the lorries and some of the lorries themselves have been very badly burned. The wagons themselves have suffered from the extreme heat. Eurotunnel have told us that a security guard near the entrance to the tunnel saw signs of fire on one of the lorries entering the tunnel.
That was the first question being asked by investigators. Was the train actually on fire when it entered the tunnel? And if it was, why didn't the alarm sound until the train was almost 12 miles inside? The answer was provided by Robert Malpass, co-chairman of Eurotunnel, the company which owns the tunnel, who admitted today the train was on fire and there was a delay in reporting.
As I understand it, these were not railway people, they were security people just checking the environments of the Calais terminal. They reported to their headquarters. Their headquarters then reported to the rail control center. And by the time this sequence of events had taken place, the train was well into the tunnel.
It's believed the fire started in a truck carrying polystyrene. Most flammable materials are prohibited from the tunnel, but many goods transported through it are packed in polystyrene boxes. Polystyrene is a flammable material. But if the fire began inside one truck, how did it spread? The preliminary answer was that the flatbed cars, called wagons in Britain, on the freight shuttle are open-sided. There's no fire break between each wagon. Jeremy Beach of the Kent Fire Brigade, who is also on the Channel Safety Committee, says Eurotunnel knew the risk of using the open-side design.
I've always taken the view as a fire officer that if a fire occurred on an HGV lorry, that inevitably the fire would move down the train. In other words, a fire on one lorry will always move backwards down the train and involve others.
The tunnel is actually 3 tunnels, 2 for trains and 1 for service. There are emergency exits into the service tunnel at regular intervals. The 36 passengers on the freight shuttle were evacuated into the service tunnel. Eurotunnel spokesmen say this proves that safety procedures worked. Others are asking, how can the procedures work if a fire starting in a single truck can spread so rapidly? The final question raised by the incident is, how will it affect Eurotunnel financially? The company is trying to restructure its $14 billion of debt. 1,500 trucks a day pass through the tunnel, providing steady cash flow. That will be curtailed for the foreseeable future. I'm Michael Goldfarb in London.